excited to be able to have my guest this morning. We reached out to Crown Line Boats, and they said, Dave McKenzie, you get the job.
The sacrificial lamb.
That's what I called him earlier this morning. I said, the sacrifice, Dave. Which, you know, great sacrifice for me because it allows you and I to be, I think, more frank and honest than maybe somebody I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go.
We're talking about Crown Line Boats. And here's the first question for you, Dave, and here's to give you an example of familiarity and me jumping off my normal track. Very often they talk about certain items that are produced that are indicators of how well the economy is going, and one of those items are RVs and boats, the type of boats that you make. And you've been at Crown Line a long time. You've seen that roller coaster.
Absolutely. It's kind of a in years past, and we're going back.
18?
Oh, yeah, prior,
18 years ago.
Yeah. If there were hiccups in the economy, we would see that. Now, it seems like now, if people that want to buy boats, regardless.
The problem is now, the nature of the problem in the economy has changed. Now, do you have people to make boats that people want to buy?
There you go.
Everything has changed. Now, at Crown Line Boats, if you're not familiar with, is because it's not like I've never fished off the back of a Crown Line boat, but you're really more about sport boats or what I define as sport boats.
Well, yeah, and actually over the course of the last couple of years, that's changed. We've brought on a new line of boats that are geared toward the fishing market, more for Gulf-type fishing or coast fishing. We have what's called the Fin Seeker line of boats, and they're a center console fishing boat that you see. You know, they range from 20 to up to 26 foot center console. They
meant for use on the ocean?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
All right, so it all begins with your place, a shell, a mold. How many models do you have?
43.
All right, so you've got 43 molds in your shop and say, all right, we're low on X number, and that's where you start, molding the hull?
Yes. Most people don't understand. I mean, they drive by our building there in West Frankfort. They have no idea. They see a few boats setting out on the parking on the side of the building. They have no idea. But yeah, it starts with a mold, and that it's opposite. A boat is opposite of how a car is made, where a car goes down the assembly line and the paint shop is the last thing that happens before it rolls off the assembly line. Well, when building a boat, a fiberglass boat like we do, the paint is the very first thing we do.
Oh.
And then everything, the fiberglass is laid inside, and then you pull it out of the mold, it goes to...
I didn't know that either, so I'm just going to go ahead and confess, and that gives you that uniformity, the thing that's thing that my dad says, go clean that because we'll go faster.
Exactly. Right. And it's... From there, it goes through a grind and trim department where you grind down the edges and trim it out, and then goes to the assembly area. That's when they start installing all of the
your speedometer,
parts, everything.
Your electronics, your
motors.
Lights.
Motors.
Is that the only thing that you don't make? The motors or engines are brought in whatever company?
We have over 4,000 parts that we ship in.
And you're just the end point. But the motor itself... That comes in on its own.
Yes.
Put that on.
Yes.
But basically everything from bow to stern, we can actually use a euphemism that's accurate here, is made West Frankfort, put together in West Frankfort.
Assembled, yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. So how many people does it take you to do that?
We have, right now, we have close to 250, 260 people total.
You've what was the lowest number you've ever seen employees there? I'm asking because he's HR.
You know, probably when back in the early 90s, Crown Line started back in 1990, and there was a period of time as they were growing where they were at about 125 people. And that was at the old Mark Twain manufacturing building there over by Weeks. That's when I came originally, was back in 93. And then we built the building there on 37 and moved in 94. And at that point, you know, we jumped from 125 people to over 600 people.
Driven by demand.
It was. And at the time, you got to remember, You know, Franklin County was the boat building capital of the world. You had Crown Line, you had Celebrity Bombardier, you had Mariah, you had Conquest Marine, a couple other little mom and pop shops, and so there were well over probably 1,500 employees that worked in the boating industry.
So are those the people who worked in that boating industry when those other locations shuttered up or did whatever? Those became your employees, so you tapped into a resource that you wouldn't have had any other way.
We did, but the thing you have to remember, Tom, is we're talking 30 years later. You know, so the people that I mean, we still have a core group probably of about, truthfully, probably about 15, maybe 20 people that have worked in the boating industry for those 30 years right here in this area. But they're aging out. I mean, they're.
Well, I thought it was interesting this year with the energy problems in Germany, they started looking for coal miners. They had been doing away with coal so long ago, they couldn't find coal miners, but they need to reopen their coal mines. It's sure. An interesting trend. Here, by the way, is a note from John and Marion. Says, hey, do me a favor, ask Dave how D-Cat is doing.
And she's amazing.
And great job with the interviews this week. Very informative, John from Marion. John, thanks for your note this morning. So with what you know and the history that you've been there, what Crown Line's doing, what does it say about the economy right now? Because I thought it was very telling when you said people that want boats, they're buying boats.
Exactly. We haven't really been hit, maybe just a touch with the interest rates. But, you know, it's if you're going to own a boat, it's not just the boat. I mean, you have to have the vehicle to pull it. You have to have the place to keep
it. I was going to ask you about trailers.
You know, trailers, the boats are sold with trailers in most cases.
But you don't make them?
But we don't make them. We sub those out.
Right.
You know, Heritage Trailer has been around forever. They've been around as long as Crown Line has. They're right up the road in Benton. So they've been a long-time partner with ours.
I wonder, Dave, if the pandemic and its effects on when this is over, I'm going to go to the Great Smoky Mountains. I'm going to go to a cabin. I'm going to go whatever and do something. Because boat, I grew up around them. My dad's a boat. How fast can we get it? Parasailing, water skiing, all that stuff. Water sports, back when it didn't have two meanings. And you know, it was a lifestyle type thing. I mean, it was every weekend we went and did this thing. It's like, and now with this pandemic, it's a way to escape and go out and do things. I think there's a special lure that didn't exist 4 years ago.
Well, when the pandemic started, we had a lot of orders that got pulled because of the uncertainty. Everybody was so scared they didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, what's next?
But there was, and we got shut down just like everybody else did. We were closed for about 10 weeks, and we had a lot of orders that got pulled during that time. And when we came back, to our surprise, the orders started coming in, and they've kind of continued to come in since then. Because, you know, what were we looking for during the pandemic? We were looking. We canceled our vacations. We couldn't go anyplace, but I could buy a boat, and I could put my family on the boat, and I can go out in the middle of the lake, and we're kind of self isolating and doing our thing together. It was a good way to do that.
Boats and RVs both saw that trend.
Exactly.
You know, self-contained, I can leave the house.
Exactly.
The questions are coming in. Here's one from Jim in Chittyville. Says, say, Tom, could you ask Dave if local people can buy a boat directly from the shop in West Frankfort?
Not directly from the shop in West Frankfort. We have a dealer network of about 150 dealers around the country. The thing about Crown Line that's interesting is we don't build stock boats. All of our boats that we build are sold. And that's through the dealer network, not just in the States, but we export boats. We export boats to...
Well, how does that work with people need that, you know, people's desire for instant gratification? So you replace the unit that got sold, so you say it's sold. I mean, how does that work?
The dealer networks, the dealers will typically, you can, there's a couple of things that happen. There's two sides to this story. The dealers will either spec out the boats that they want to have on their showroom. They would pay for the boat, and then they sell it at the retail. The other side of it is you can actually go on our website, crownline.com, and you can go in, and we have what's called a build-a-boat feature, where you can choose what model you want. You can go through. You
colors.
Can spec it out however you want. What options do you want?
How many horsepower?
Then the website will automatically point you to the dealer in your area, because there's going to be times where you may need service on your boat of some type, whatever, you know, custom, you know, winterizing, whatever that may be. Well, you need to have that one center point that's going to be your point of contact and can do the repairs, whatever it is you need, and you can go through that dealer. There's so many different things that the dealer can do for you. So to answer the question is, can you buy it direct, factory direct? Maybe one of these days that might be something that we do. But right now, at this point, it's through our dealer network.
Here's another question coming in from Rick this morning. It says, does Crownline still hire contract people to hitch a boat and a trailer to a pickup truck and haul them all over to dealers? I think what he's asking you about, he says, I knew a guy 25 years ago. He was involved in saying, oh, we need to get this boat to wherever dealership. Do you still hire those delivery people?
And we can have our trailers where we can put three or four boats on and haul those up the road. But we also have some drivers internally that work for us that they pull the single boat down the highway with a pickup truck, taking them to dealers mainly around the Midwest. That's primarily it.
This week, we've talked to Intertape Polymer Group. We talked to Timberline Live Pet Foods, and we talked to Gilster Mary Lee. And there's one thing all of these businesses have in common, and Crownline's a good example when we're talking about dealerships. You bring money from other places, and you bring it, and you drop it here in Southern Illinois in the form of payroll. Now, there's that churn that we always talk about. You know, we've got, you know, somebody, if I buy a ticket at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center, they take around some of that and buy advertising. I mentioned it because they're coming up just looking at my log. But you take money from literally everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean I'm watching. I'll bet you do this too. You watch TV and movies and you go, hey, oh Crownline Boat.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark Twain, I still do that. And Cruise Craft, what was it? Chris Craft.
Chris Craft, yeah.
You know, that was refurbished in Carterville years ago when that stop still exists. So that's what I think is special about your business. They all just come in and just drop that money back into Southern Illinois. And I think this is you don't never really hear that maybe much about Crownline. You're back there doing your job quietly, and everybody goes home and enjoys their jobs and does their thing. But that economic impact.
Well, and, you know, not only, you know, the 150 dealers that we have – dealerships in Canada. We have dealers in New Zealand and Australia, Eastern Europe, UK, Russia, Africa, Middle East, Vietnam. Our boats are they're worldwide. We're not just a United States company. We export around the world.
How many boats you make a year, you think?
1,000 boats a year.
1,000 boats? When you consider 5 days a week, 6 days a week.
It's six, you know.
Six and a half.
Yeah, it's 6 days. 5 to 6.
When you look at it as 6 days a week and 1,000 boats a year, that starts to be a very daunting number when it comes to production, especially if you can't find the people you need.
Well, and coming out of the pandemic, just like everybody else, just finding employees, you know, qualified employees. You don't have to have experience to build a boat. But what is really nice is if you can read a tape measure or if you can operate an air tool, a screw gun, things of that nature. We'll train you on how to build a boat. And it really is a craft. I mean, we are a custom boat builder on a production line mentality.
But the consumer is a prestige-minded individual and likes perfection and beauty and it being right in the right color. There's a thing there.
Absolutely. And we build a beautiful boat. It is amazing the quality of the product that you're going to get that comes right out of that factory at West Frankfort. I talk about those core employees. If it wasn't for those core employees, we would have some issues. And because it's not easy to build a boat. It takes time, and it's a process. But we're going
to... And who wants to be in the middle of the lake with a boat that doesn't work?
Exactly.
Or is leaking.
But we will train you to build that boat.
This is something John Odie and I, Illinois Department of Employment Security, often talked about.
John.
Hard skills, soft skills. You know, John. You know, there are certain skills that are good. Can you show up on time?
Please,
right? Can you? I mean, there's those skills that are transferable to anywhere. So what you're saying is, if you have those kind of skills, I show up on time. I've got some basic construction skills. I know math. Da 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 da. We can fill in the blanks.
Absolutely.
And are you doing that right now? Are you looking?
Oh yeah.
And you're always looking.
Always looking.
If you could say, all right, if 30 qualified people at the door, you would hire them today, or what's your situation there? You know,
yeah.
The number.
We could. Yeah, absolutely. We are, because we are. You're. We can always build more boats. We have the orders. We have the orders to up our production. But can we push it through the line in the timely fashion that we need them to go through? That's
and
where you run
into.
And
meet quality assurance and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And not just we're not talking just about production skills, too. You know, we've got the boats are becoming more and more technically technology advanced. We're looking for a couple of electricians that are have that technology background. I mean, there's so many electronic components now and computer components, you know, Garmin units, twin Garmins, outboards that are operated by joystick. And so we need people, positions.
Just made me want to buy a boat.
I'm telling you, I'll take your order as soon as we go. But I mean, we have a couple of positions there where we're looking for somebody that could maybe work on that and help us with the technology that goes into the boats. We have scheduler position that we're trying
to fill. I'm thinking, I mean, I've seen some people, it's interesting because I'm literally, a friend of mine buys a Crown Line boat. And we go, he's never been on a boat, never had his own boat. So he takes me with him because I've got some experience. And we go to Crab Orchard. We get to the bridge by 148, mm-hmm. and he turns it off, and he looks at me and goes, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Well, we're here. You can jump off the back of the boat. We can do a lot of other things that we won't go, right? But, you know, it's a life.
You can get our boats that have
GPS.
fishing packages, live wells, rod holders, you know, we have a line of boats called surf boats where the motor, it's a stern drive motor and inboard that creates the wake where you can surf off the back of your boat. So that's,
I've seen those. That's how they do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before I let you go. You've been there. All right. Here's one that's interesting, because whenever Miser shows up on my list, I always pay attention to him. Best boat I ever had, 18-foot teal Crown Line, only boat that could handle a V8 sweet boat.
There you go.
Right? Okay. Probably can't use that post. but they're interested in the job, and I see a word or two that's got me. They say, I tell young men all the time, CDL, and you get a clean test, no criminal record, reliable transportation, you can show up anywhere, we will hire you. I think this is Rick from Murfreesboro who just chimed in. He's right, right?
Absolutely.
Know, with that, 160,000 short. We got 60 seconds left. Dave McKenzie, he is with Crown Line Boats and has since Crown Line became Crown Line. What should I have asked you today? What would you want people to know that I didn't give you the opportunity to tell people?
There are jobs out there. If you're wanting to learn a craft, learn a skill, we will teach you that.
Where do you start them at then?
Where a production,
an hour? Yeah,
16. We're at 16 an hour. Got benefit package. You know, we have an attendance incentive that we're paying. And it's good, steady, dependable work. We have that.
Dave McKenzie from Crown Line Boats. Economic impact, you got a number here?
I didn't. That's the one thing I probably should have asked and didn't ask.
Right. So. I was curious about that.
Yeah.
News Radio WJPF, Dave McKenzie, Crown Line Boats.